This is Ring Going On Sports. I love you. This is the thing I want to talk about today. The NBA season just started, and I'm going to tell you why the James Harden trade downgrades the LA Clippers. One reason why the James Harden trade downgrades the Clippers, other than Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, you gave away all your perimeter defenders. Batum, Markieff Morris, who's also a scorer, and will help with Kawhi and Paul George rest. You gave away Nick Batum, like I said. You gave Markieff Morris. You gave away another player. I forget his name, but he's a really good defender and shooter that can help facilitate scoring between Morris and the other guy who's a shooter. Nick Batum is very versatile on the offensive side. You gave that up for James Harden, and you traded away some of your future with some picks. That's crazy. James Harden doesn't make you a better team. It makes you a team with arguably four superstars, but I think it hinders Russell Westbrook. Unless James Harden could learn to work from the wing, y'all are fucked over. I feel like the LA Clippers missed out on their championship journey, man. I feel like the way Russell Westbrook was playing, he could have subsided the injuries to Paul George and the missing games of Kawhi Leonard and everything like that. Y'all wouldn't have to do back-to-backs. Now I have to just give Russell the ball to let him pass the ball to his shooters. Dribble, 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 dunk, shoot, and dominate. This is crazy. The Clippers done gave their story away, man. The only way that the Clippers could win the championship if James Harden goes back to Oklahoma City, James Harden, where he was getting along with Russell Westbrook, and he takes a back seat. That's the only way. That's the only way. He can only do that only way, and he starts defending again. At one time, James Harden was a good defender until he got hit with that elbow by Metal World Peace, a.k.a. Ron Artest at the time. He got hit with a super elbow and stopped defending him. He's like, fuck this shit. But anyway, I'm telling you, man, like, James Harden downgrades the LA Clippers because Russell needs the ball. Kawhi needs the ball. Paul needs the ball. Paul can play off the ball. Kawhi can play off the ball. But James Harden cannot play off the ball. He's been playing too many years. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Step back shot. Dribble, dribble, dribble. It's too much of the dribble, dribble, dribble. Come on, man. I feel like you gave away key defenders. Niggas platoon could defend the perimeter and the post. The other guy, I think it's Jay Crowder, could defend the perimeter and the post. Excuse me if I got that name wrong. But the third guy with the long hair that played on Clippers, he's a good defender and shooter. Markieff Morris, excellent scorer off the bench. Great defender. Y'all is giving away way too much for James Harden. These are key role players. And they're very important. Russell Westbrook is not a superstar no more, but he's a star. He's been playing great the first few games and the second half of the season when he got traded to the Clippers. Kawhi, he's back. He's healthy. What you gonna do? Give the ball to James Harden, let him dribble all over the court and give it to Kawhi Paul just 3 seconds left? Come on, man. You can't do that. I really think the James Harden is a very big downgrade because it's not gonna let Russell do his thing as much. It's gonna hinder Paul George with the point and four thing you got going on. And the one-on-one perimeter style is on offense of Kawhi Leonard. I feel like y'all is wilding, man. Y'all, why did y'all make that trade, man? That is crazy. That is bad, bro. Bad business, man. You let go 3 defenders, 2 shooters, and a point forward in your role players. What are you doing, man? He doing too much. He doing too little. Y'all fucking it up for y'all. I really believe that Kawhi Leonard will win another ring. If y'all get rid of Westbrook, maybe it could work. Because if y'all get rid of Westbrook and get some depth, maybe it could work. Because y'all can't have two ball-dominant players that need the ball 50% of the time y'all going up the court and let Kawhi and Paul George bring it up the court at 25 or 35% of the time, depending on how the game is going. And I believe that it's y'all wild because, like, everything y'all got going on with that team, y'all was championship contending before James Harden came. Now y'all downgraded. Y'all second tier team. This has been going on sports. I love you. Peace.